This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, Nathan. Welcome to the men's room.
Ethiopia. Buds and beers, bitches.
Hola.
Nathan, are you sober or not sober?
I'm on Rainier number 2 and a couple bowls deep as well. So I'd say not sober.
Okay, Nathan. Good for you. Okay, our men's room poll. Pick one. Are you going to take a primate, a parrot, an iguana, or be stuck in space?
Throw, I'm with you. I'm stuck in space with you.
All right. Bring your beers and buds.
Mm-hmm. Both you guys
I'll sing the national anthem for you again.
Both you guys having nicotine fits?
Oh, man, it would suck. I'd start smoking other astronauts.
Oh, God.
What happened to his finger? Oh, I just made a joint out of it. All right, here's your question. What actress starred in the show The Queen's Gambit and the movie Furiosa? You like this chick?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I watched either of those. I didn't watch either of those. I'm just going to say Kirsten Dunst, even though that's not correct.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
That is correct. Really? You think she's hot?
Hell yeah.
She's just, there's something, when I look at her face, man, there's something about her eyes where I'm like, I get the feeling she might stab me in my sleep with scissors.
I know. And for whatever reason.
I know. Okay.
Her eyes are captivating,
man. I don't know, man. Captivating?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. She freaks me out.
She draws me in, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
See, she wants to do that. She wants to do that, man. I'm telling you, she's a succubus.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. I'm with Thrill, man.
No?
No.
Not for you.
Like, I don't think she's ugly. It's not that.
Sure.
Just there's something in her eyes when I look at her. I'm just like, I feel uncomfortable.
No, I'm there all day. All day, baby.
Oh, I mean, they're a little spread out.
Yes, they are.
Wow, you can fit two more in between them.
Unfortunately, I don't know who we're talking about.
Oh, okay. Google her. You'll understand.
More for me.
You ever seen one of them green aliens?
All right, your question.
Green alien Ted.
remember Sid from Ice Age?
Aliens aren't green.
It's kind of weird, though, when you see those people. It's like people without eyebrows.
Yeah.
It takes you a minute to figure out what's going on. You're like looking, you're looking. You're like, oh, my God, your eyes are on the side of your head.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but Thrill's absolutely right. I don't know what it is. She looks like she would stab you.
Yes. And I'm sure she's sweet.
Yeah, I'm sure she's a good person.
I'm not sure.
Oh, no. Ted's right.
There's something psychotic in her eyes. Yeah. And I'm not saying she's a psychopath. I'm saying she looks like a psychopath. Really, Mike? Yeah.
Absolutely a psycho.
Mike's the guy that jumped overboard because the mermaid called to him.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
Mike, she has a tail. Don't care, bro.
Dead.
Those silver sparkly scales, I'm in.
Do not care.
I hear it. I'm going to it.
Yeah, that's Mike. But on the text line, someone says, I'm right there with Mike. She can bring me, quote unquote, joy.
Thank you.
And then she'll stab you in the neck, brother.
Damn right.
Jesus.
Sorry.
But tailor her ham.
Man, make it salty. All right. Your question.
It's gross.
What phobia? Yes, it is. What phobia is the most common phobia?
Arachnophobia.
Got it. Nice job.
I now have Anya Taylor-Joy phobia.
No!
You don't think she looks crazy, or you think she looks crazy?
The right amount of crazy, man.
No, that's a lot of crazy.
No.
If you got a 5-gallon bucket, you can't fit 6 gallons in it.
No, I get lost in those eyes.
And she has done
man.
That.
I get lost in those eyes.
Dude.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting weird now, man.
You can chuckle, man. I don't care.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
She does it for me. I don't, to be fair, I have no idea why either. But I find when I watch her in movies, just like, damn, she is pretty.
I mean, look,
either.
You like,
I like
who
that.
You like.
They're so far apart. Either. Either one is on each side of her head. We don't need to go to IMAX.
She's got it a lot.
Show off.
Either side of her head, yes. Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Like a slee stack.
Hello.
Hola.
Adam,
hey,
are
what's
you
going on, guys?
We're doing good, man. Are you sober or not sober?
I'd say soberish.
All right, soberish. I like that. I'm going to need you to get out of your car.
Yeah.
Okay, Adam, pick one on our men's room poll. Are you taking a primate for a pet, a parrot, an iguana, or be stuck in space?
Iguana, definitely.
Definitely.
All right.
Yep.
Mike, do you think she can get a standard pair of glasses, or would they just have to give her two monocles?
Yes!
She'd have to get the opto grab, like in the jerk.
She kind of looks like Sid from Ice Age.
Opto grip?
It wouldn't be funny if you weren't right. Oh, man. Okay. Poor woman. All right, a multiple choice question. A hysteria, an audience, a brood, or a cackle? What is a group of hyenas called?
Cackle?
There you go. One and done.
He knows it's hyenas. Yeah. All right, before we let you go, true or false question. True or false, the largest pistachio producer in the world is the state of California.
True.
That is true.
They produce 40%, and then it was
Iran.
There's, I can't remember the other country, but they make up the other, they're about 24% each. Okay. By the way, Mike, someone here described Undertale of Joy. It looks like a halibut.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God. Oh,
hey, dummy! Oh,
halibut does look like it rides a shorter bus, doesn't it? I mean...
Damn. Ooh. Hello, Amber. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, ugly things are tasty.
All of it, always.
Oh, yeah. Amber, are you sober or not sober?
No.
What are you doing over there, Amber?
Little rosé.
Oh, little rosé. Oh, Amber, man, you are a doll.
I don't think it's a little.
You are a doll. All right.
It is just a little, Steve, I promise.
All right, put out that 100 and let's do the poll here. All right, pick one. Are you going to have a primate for a pet, a parrot for a pet, an iguana, or be stuck in space?
Parrot.
You're taking the parrot. Okay.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Amber.
How old are you, Amber?
How dare you?
Well, I do dare. How old are you?
52.
52. All right. All right. So if you get a parrot, man, you got to leave it to someone. Who are you leaving this parrot to?
I just got one kid. He's 17. He deserves it.
Wow.
Is that like a good thing or a bad thing when you say he deserves it? Because like he's stuck with this damn thing for like 40 years.
Sounds like he's been a little bit of trouble.
Yeah.
17 years old and just driving me crazy.
Yeah, leave his ass Amber, the parrot.
Let me ask you a question. How long have you had the parrot?
I don't have one.
Okay. There you go.
All right, here is your question. In what state would you find Fort Benning?
That's got to be Georgia.
Oh, damn.
Yep. Damn, one and done, Amber. Nice
one
job.
One and done with Amber. All right, hang on. True or false? True or false, bubble gum is pink because it was originally targeted for girls.
I'm going to say false.
Now, it turns out bubble gum is pink because that's the... only color of food coloring they had left at the time he did it.
Okay.
That's it.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
I thought it was because it like Dummy. Looks like a tongue and it's in your mouth.
Okay, now you're just a freak. Look at that double tongue girl. By the way, they're just going after poor Anna Taylor Joy now.
Oh, now I feel bad for her.
I mean, and someone's just tuning in. What girl do I need to look up that looks like a halibut?
Jesus.
We're not necessarily saying she looks like a halibut, but when you see her, you'll understand. But it's Anya Taylor-Joy.
Now, what was she famous for?
So she was in that show, The Queen's Gambit, that I never watched. I and then most recently, she was in the Mad Max movie, Furiosa.
Okay.
Which my friend told me to watch. I just haven't done it yet.
Oh, my God.
So, holy smokes, that chick from the chess show, that wasn't CGI? She's Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Rob, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Okay.
You drinking men's room IPA?
I'm drinking some vodka. With a little bit of whatever, and I got to mix with it.
I like you, Rob. You're all right. Okay, Rob, pick one. Are you taking a primate for a pet, a parrot, an iguana, or to be stuck in space?
You know what? I'm going to go with primate, but let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because I got two sisters and four brothers.
Come again?
I got two sisters and four brothers. I've lived with a few primates.
Ah, okay. You're already used to
it. Oh, okay. Yes.
Monkey jokes.
Do you think a monkey would be funny, like, if you could talk to him? Would monkeys be funny?
Mm.
Would they be petty? Are they funny?
I don't know. I think they're indifferent.
You think so?
Yeah.
I feel like they're chatty.
There's not much difference.
I feel like a gorilla would actually be funny, like real dry humor. Like, he's not moving much, but, like, every time he says something, you're like, dude, that was actually pretty funny.
Probably have a British accent.
You think the gorilla?
Yep.
Hello, Mike.
Just based on...
hello, Governor! I'm a gorilla! Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you're right. Planet of the Apes, they all somehow had an English accent.
Right, like Cornelius or whatever.
What's that now?
Nothing. We're just talking about Planet of the Apes, man. Most important movie ever made.
Oh, yeah, the Cornelius, yeah. That was the wife, huh?
No, that was not the wife.
Anyone tell you your wife kind of looks like Cornelius?
He was the light-skinned brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
All right, your question.
Say that.
I told you I wasn't sober.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I am, but I'm losing.
He's drinking vodka.
Vodka.
All right. Yeah. Your question. What car company takes its name from the Japanese word for the constellation Pleiades?
Mitsubishi?
Subaru.
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 I think, what is Mitsubishi? I didn't know what that one was.
Oh, you know what's terrible about that? I'm driving a Subaru. Well, not right now, but I own one.
Okay. Mitsubishi is three diamonds.
Someone is saying Anya Taylor Joy looks like a sardine pack in a can.
Oh, my God.
She's probably from Seattle or something.
I guess we're not having her on
no,
the show.
She's actually Australian.
Oh, okay.
But some, and then I'm totally with you, Mike. There's something about those wide eyes. I just can't look away. Yeah, she's sucking you in before
she's
she
She's captivating,
kills.
Man. She's beautiful.
I agree that she's captivating, but captivating could also be like seeing a car accident where a limb flies
off. I don't
off.
Compare
that
her to a
captivating.
Car accident.
Can I compare
her? You put her on the same level as Steve Buscemi.
Okay, how about
Danny
this?
DeVito.
Okay. She looks like a real-life version of a Picasso painting. I think that's fair. Eyes on different sides of the head. There's nothing
she
but forehead.
Slightly photoshopped, you know, when you right. just kind of like.
Right. You didn't quite get it right.
She looks like she'd offer you a weird beverage, too. You show up at her house, she's like, what, a Slurpee?
Glass prune juice for you?
Right. Just like, what?
Prune juice and a Fig Newton?
Have you ever just drank the water out of a tuna can?
I have straws.
Here's a can of hot dog water.
Damn. Someone else has changed her name to Ostrich Taylor Joy.
Bowl of grape nuts?
Damn.
Grape nuts?
Cream of wheat?
I'm having a grape nuts party.
I'll supply the milk.
Cream of wheat?
Oh, no. Is she from Seattle or Chernobyl? Oh, my God.
Probably, honestly, would offer you a Vegemite sandwich.
And then someone does chime in and say, hey, guys, Anya does show her nipples, though. Okay. So
okay.
Are they as far apart as her eyes? They're on her ribs.
Oh, damn. Whoa.
All right. All right, your question. The songs From a Distance and Wind Beneath My Wings. They both suck, but they were hits for what singer?
You might know her more as an actress.
Yeah.
Nibbler.
What's that?
Bette Nibbler.
Okay.
But God, I hated those songs.
My mom listened to Wings Beneath My Wings. Just it was like it was on repeat.
I used to.
She
have must to
have
play
had it
that
on record
all the frickin' time. But my first radio gig, man, overnight, said easy listening station, whatever. That song was massive. That and what was the song from Ace of Base? I saw the sign. Yeah, don't even say it. I will hurt you.
I know,
seriously,
it's crazy.
I freaking hate.
I heard from multiple people who saw her in Vegas that her show was great. She does like comedy bits in between the songs.
I'm sure.
Yeah, stuff. I'm sure it's fabulous.
I heard it was fantastic. I'm dead serious.
So hard.
We should go if she comes back.
Yeah, me and you go to see Bette Midler.
Why are you guys going down there? Bette Midler.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.